Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how God's righteousness is our friend. I'm going to read you from Romans chapter 1, verse 17, where we read, "For in it," and by the way, Paul means the gospel, "for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." In August of 1513, a monk was lecturing on the book of Psalms, but his inner life was nothing but turmoil. In his studies, he came across Psalm 31, verse 1. It says this, "In your righteousness, deliver me." The passage confused the monk. How could God's righteousness do anything but condemn him to hell as a righteous punishment for his sins? This monk had legal training before going into the monastery. He knew what it meant that God was a righteous judge who would surely condemn the guilty. As he thought on this, his mind was repeatedly drawn to Romans chapter 1, verse 17, which says that in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live. The last portion is a quotation from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The monk went on to say this, "Night and day I pondered until I grasped the truth that the righteousness of God is that righteousness whereby, through grace and sheer mercy, he justifies us by faith. Therefore, I felt myself to be reborn and to have gone through open doors into paradise. This passage of Paul became to me a gateway into heaven." That monk, Martin Luther, was born again, and the Reformation began in his heart. Many people don't even think of God as being righteous. They figure God will just excuse all sin, you know, because he's a forgiving kind of guy. God is love, but he's also a completely righteous judge. He's just and he's fair. And it isn't fair to let the guilty go. If we are guilty, then the righteousness of God can only seem to condemn us. If God is completely fair, it doesn't seem like this fairness is our friend. But here is the good news of the gospel. God has righteously dealt with our sin by putting on Jesus the punishment we deserve. Our sin is righteously and fairly punished, but in Jesus, not in us. In light of this, God's fairness is now our friend instead of our enemy. Because our sin is already settled in Jesus, it wouldn't be fair for God to put us in double jeopardy and to hold the same sins against us. Because God is righteous, the believer in Jesus Christ and his work on our behalf can be confident that he'll never leave us or forsake us, and he will always be for us. So why not receive and thank God for all that Jesus did to make God's fairness, his righteousness, our friend instead of our enemy? You can receive that from God and thank him for it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.